Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Wednesday, January 9th. We're talking about everything from what was said in last night's primetime dueling speeches and what happens next at the border to a newly found planet and a riderless motorcycle. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, it doesn't seem there's much of a compromise after last night's dueling speeches. President Trump made his case in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation last night, and right after, top Democrats responded with their arguments. So let's start with the president. He said there's a, quote, growing humanitarian and security crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. He pointed to drugs coming over the border and illegal immigrants who have been arrested for crimes. He blamed Democrats for the shutdown, saying they won't give the $5.7 billion he says we need for a physical barrier at the border to stop illegal immigration. Then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer addressed the nation side by side after Trump's speech. They said the president uses misinformation and malice, and they said there are ways to secure the border without an expensive and ineffective wall. Instead, Democrats want to reopen and fund the government and then debate border security later. Many news outlets were going through specific claims by the president during his address to fact-check them, saying he misstated or exaggerated claims. Like NBC News, who said, yes, drugs come over the southern border, but that most come through legal ports of entry on things like trucks, something a wall wouldn't stop. But top Democrats also face scrutiny, like by people on Twitter, who poked fun at their very serious and sort of awkward stares into the camera. Of course, it is serious for hundreds of thousands of federal workers across the country who are not getting a paycheck this week. So what's next? Well, the three people we heard from last night are all expected to meet at the White House today to keep negotiating. Then President Trump plans to take a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. Two new things to tell you about connected to Trump's campaign and Russia. First, an accidental formatting issue revealed details from court documents in the Russia investigation. The AP reports prosecutors believe Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, gave election polling data to someone tied to Russian intelligence and lied about it, and that it happened before the presidential election in 2016. It's the first time we know of that prosecutors say someone in Trump's campaign actually shared election-related info with Russian contacts. And it begs the question, was Russia able to use that info to help interfere in the U.S. election? Manafort has already pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges in a separate case. Okay, and the second thing. Remember the lawyer who met with Trump campaign officials in Trump Tower back in 2016, claiming she had dirt on Hillary Clinton? Well, now federal prosecutors have charged that lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya, for obstruction of justice. To be clear, the charges are not about the Trump Tower meeting. It's about a separate Russian company's fraud case. But the New York Times reports the court docs do say she has deep ties to Russian government officials. Another drone, another airport. Hundreds of flights were grounded yesterday at Heathrow Airport in London. The BBC reports flights could not take off as a precautionary measure, but things are now back to normal. There was probably some extra precaution after thousands of people were stranded last month at Gatwick Airport. Multiple drone sightings there affected flights for 2 days. But this time, it only caused problems for about 2 hours. Why all the chaos over drones in the first place? Well, even though the chance of a drone actually hitting a plane is small, if it does hit, a drone can cause serious damage. Again, it's business as usual at Heathrow now. At least some good news when it comes to cancer statistics. The number of cancer diagnoses and the number of deaths in the U.S. are both dropping steadily. A new study from the American Cancer Society found there were 2.6 million fewer cancer deaths, or a 27% decrease, over the last 25 years. That's a big change from the past. In fact, the Wall Street Journal explains cancer deaths peaked in 1991, mainly from men with lung cancer. Now experts say people are smoking less, which helps lower the number. But there are new concerns about cancers caused by obesity, so of course, there's a lot more work to do. There's a new world out there, and it's only 53 light years away. Well, that's actually pretty close for a planet outside our solar system. NASA's newest planet-hunting spacecraft, known as TESS, found this one. The Verge says the new planet is 300 degrees Fahrenheit and three times the size of Earth. It orbits its star every 36 days. TESS launched 3 months ago and found other planets outside the solar system, but scientists say this latest one is special because it's relatively close to Earth, so NASA can study it a lot better. Well, if you're getting married, you should definitely check out this week's sponsor, Zola. Zola makes registering for newlywed life so easy and so convenient. It starts with a free wedding website and a suite of helpful wedding planning tools, and ends with the chance to get 20% off any of the gifts left on your registry after your big day. And this is my favorite part. With Zola, you get to create your dream registry, personalized with exactly what you want. You can create funds for your future home, a new puppy, an experience on your honeymoon, you name it. I wish I knew about Zola when I got married, but I have seen many of my friends use Zola. In fact, I had the chance to buy a friend a gift card and a champagne toast. And I got some other friends getting married their dream coffee machine. Plus, I was able to buy my cousin and his wife an Airbnb stay during his honeymoon. All of it is possible in one place thanks to Zola. So start your free wedding website, and you can also get $50 off stuff on your Zola registry. Just go to Zola.com/newsworthy. Again, go to Zola, Zola.com/newsworthy to get started. Okay, so here are a few more top things to see at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, the world's biggest tech show, happening in Las Vegas all week. CNET says on day one, there was BMW's riderless motorcycle that could be used for things like cruise control or safety features in the future. Also, a concept design of an air taxi that could start flying as early as 2020. Plus, a face-scanning home lock and a treadmill that generates electricity. Forbes highlighted a portable sterilizing device that turns water into a disinfectant spray. And the world's first wearable airbag vest for cyclists. Google is also making a lot of announcements this year, like how the Google Voice Assistant is coming to Google Maps by the end of the month. Of course, companies are showing off much more current and future tech, and there's a lot more to come, so stay tuned. Walmart wants to bring you groceries with self-driving vans. The company is starting a new delivery pilot program in parts of Arizona with the startup Udelv. Business Insider says it is not the first time Walmart has partnered with other companies for autonomous grocery delivery, but it is the latest one, and these vans are apparently custom-made. Walmart says they want to make sure they are on the cutting edge of grocery delivery. Sears is in trouble, but it can keep its doors open for now. The company, which filed for bankruptcy in October, made a last-minute deal to stay in business. Reuters reports it looks like billionaire Edward Lampert's offer will work to buy the business out of bankruptcy. But it's not a done deal yet. There's an auction period until next week. He says if it goes through, it would keep more than 400 Sears stores open and potentially save 50,000 jobs. It seems streaming video services are doing well. Hulu just announced it now has 25 million total subscribers, a 47% year-over-year increase. And it says its ad revenue has also grown big time. But Hulu still is not profitable. The expenses for all that content and technology apparently add up. And there's about to be a lot more competition with Disney, AT&T, Apple, and more looking to launch their own video streaming services in 2019. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And if you haven't already, please be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button on your favorite podcast app. This will help make sure you get a little notification about new episodes so you're always in the know. And if you'd like to read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode, just check out today's show notes. Go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.